Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Hospital Community Health Manager. Thank you so much for listening today. So on today's show, I have a returning guest, but it's been a couple of years. We were talking. So today is Carl Albright. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm happy to be back.
I am too. So for those of you that do not know, Carl is the transportation director for Wayne County, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, the Wayne County Transportation System.
Right. Yeah. And how long have you been in this position?
I am going on 6 years now at the end of this month.
Right.
And it seems like 6 or 7 weeks, you know, have gone in that amount of time. It's just been so busy, and I'm learning new things every day.
And isn't it true, though? I mean, this past year for everyone with the pandemic, which we're still in. We're definitely getting out of the risky part, the dangerous part. But this has been a very challenging year for you.
It has been. Actually, more than half of my time in transportation seemed to have passed in the last year, I have to say. So, especially at the start of the pandemic,
right?
You know, that seems almost like ancient history now. Mm-hmm. Where we were just trying to figure it out day by day, and what is this thing, and how are we gonna get through it together?
Right, and because you serve Wayne County though, and you're a human service department under the whole umbrella, yes, of Wayne County, mm-hmm, many of your services didn't stop.
No, we were very, very happy and grateful to be able to continue service to all the things that were still open. We were able to take people to doctor appointments, especially those in need, and pharmacy visits to keep people healthy, and to grocery stores and food access and pantry runs and all those things were really a godsend for us to be able to provide that,
right,
that service.
And know? That's why I want to, you know, to ask you to come on the show today to talk about the Wayne County Transportation System, because overall Wayne County, I love being a resident of Wayne County. You're also a resident of Wayne County. You actually were friends going back many, many years together, your family and my family, which is just wonderful.
Sure.
But we do have an amazing transportation system. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate that. So can you give our audience an idea? Who do you serve?
Sure. We serve the people of Wayne County. So, and that just doesn't, you know, that doesn't mean providing rides to certain groups of people. Anyone who's a resident of Wayne County from day one is eligible to ride the transportation system.
Okay.
So there are funding sources that make it more affordable for some groups of folks. But the cost for a general public person to ride the transportation system, someone who's not eligible for specialized funding, is about as much as an Uber, I like to say.
And right.
But we're actually here. I did try to use it. it's part of my job to be aware. So, and not that I'm not looking forward to the day when an Uber would be here, because they can fulfill some immediate needs and some things, you know. So I think all kinds of transportation are great, which is why I'm happy to be in this job.
Exactly. I think, you know, even though I wouldn't say a small county, the more services we have for the residents that live here, the better we all will be.
Exactly.
Correct?
Exactly.
But in order for someone to use the transportation system, there is an application they need to complete before they even start, correct?
True.
So how would they do that?
So the best way to apply for transportation, really the easiest way, especially for someone who may be unsure of the process, is to come into the office and we have staff who are trained to walk someone through. It's a short application, but just to walk them through it and make sure it's all filled out correctly and there's no questions. Probably is similar to a lot of the hospital.
Right.
You know, having
right.
somebody right there when you first walk into the hospital is very, very helpful. So similar to that.
Okay.
Where we'll have somebody help you fill out the form. But if there is an immediate need for transportation, if somebody does need or even just want to get somewhere quickly, we can often, depending on what funding source they're eligible for, if it does allow same day transportation, especially for medical reasons, we can have that applications process. We streamline it as best we can. We can send the application with the driver,
okay,
so that a person can sign off and
so they can basically do that by phone call.
The driver, can take a picture of it,
okay,
of the application, send it back to the office along with, mm-hmm, whatever documentation that we need to to get them into the state-funded program.
Right. And that's what I want to talk about. So I know we see your transportation vans and the cars all right. around Wayne County, which is so nice to see.
Right.
Because how many vehicles are you up to now?
We have 35 running currently, and they're paid for by funds from PennDOT. So we're happy to have that support coming into our county.
Right, because some people who use the transportation, many seniors, correct?
Right.
That maybe don't drive anymore, that fill out the application, they're almost always funded and their ride is free, correct? Because of these funding sources. I wouldn't say all.
Right, because it's nearly free.
Right.
For someone who's 65 and over, for basically any reason, for shopping, for work, for medical, they can ride transportation within Wayne County for $1 per trip, and then $2 outside of the county.
Mm-hmm.
Those rates are scheduled to go up in July 1st by a small amount,
mm-hmm.
but it's much less than the actual cost of riding transportation.
Right, right, and again, it's subsidized. Many of those special groups of individuals like seniors over 65, some people who are maybe on medical assistance or access, which are limited incomes.
Right.
A lot of those fees are definitely reduced significantly.
And those fees actually for medical access trips to doctor appointments and pharmacy mm-hmm. visits, those are no cost. That cost is entirely picked up by the Department of Human Services as part of the mm-hmm. part of the medical access program.
Right. Because overall, your goal is not to make money.
No, well, we're not allowed to make money.
Right.
So, we're a government agency. So mm-hmm. so our mandate is to recoup the costs that it takes over the long term to provide this service. So whether it's mostly funds from the state for a lot of those programs that I was speaking of, or in a small amount from rider fares that pays for the cost of transportation.
Right, and which is just awesome. Like I said, I mean, to have our transportation system here to serve our people, it is really great because you technically, Monday through Friday is probably your busy time, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Right, but you do serve some people on the weekends, right, that may have special medical needs.
Yeah, yeah. Wednesday is actually our busiest day. So today, I looked before we got here, we're doing 230 trips, which is very nearly our pre-pandemic level
wow.
of trips.
Wow.
I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but I should mention, I wanted to mention this, that PennDOT asked us how we were doing, what's our percentage
mm-hmm.
of trips from, from before March of 2020
right.
to what we're doing now. And we were at the last, about 6 weeks ago, we were at 71%.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, the person that I talked to said that they had not heard of a county that had recovered to that level yet. So we're happy to be doing this in Wayne County.
Right. And kudos to you. Kudos to your department.
Thank you.
The individuals that work with you. I know your drivers, your staff that man the phone, even going above you, the commissioners and the support that you get from them. It is truly amazing.
Yeah. All those persons are the reason why I can be here
mm-hmm.
talking to you. I know this is broadcast on a Sunday morning, but we're actually here on a weekday.
Yes, we are.
Talking,
we are.
So happy Sunday morning, everyone.
Yes.
when you hear this. But that's the reason why I can be confident here and not worried, sick, and checking my phone the whole time.
Right.
About what's going on out there, because I have such great people
mm-hmm.
who each day amaze me with how, literally going the extra mile when they need to.
Right, and how dedicated they are. Because some of your drivers, how early do some of your drivers get out there?
We are picking people up at 4 a.m. to get to dialysis for mm-hmm. their 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock appointments. There are more persons, I think, that need dialysis than we have services currently mm-hmm. locally available. So those people who do such a great job providing the service with the means that we have.
Right.
So that's need us to get them there on time early. So a driver actually is in the vehicle often at 3 a.m. and before. So they're telling me they get up at 2:30.
Wow.
And they work mm-hmm. an 8 or a 10 hour day, and then they go home and kind of rest and then
do it all over again.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And then sometimes they hand their vehicle off to the next person.
Right.
You know, for the rest of the second half of the day, because we run from 4 a.m. to as late as 9 p.m.
Wow. Wow. Yes. So yes, thank you so much for those drivers out there that do that for our residents of our community. So one thing I want to talk about too is, you know, thank you for all that information about our transportation system, but you are also on a task force, the under the Wayne Tomorrow. For those of you that may not know, Wayne Tomorrow is a county initiative with many task force, but it's kind of overseen by our county commissioners, but there's many teams and one or task force, should I say, but one of the task force is the transportation task force, correct?
Right. Yeah, we're the youngest task force in the Wayne Tomorrow initiative. So we're the babies on the block, but we're happy to be invited and helping out.
Right. And the reason why there is a transportation task force, because we know in Wayne County, you know, we have our vans and our buses for the transportation system, but there's other means of transportation that as a community, as a county, we're looking to improve. And I say we because I am on the Wayne Tomorrow team, but I'm on the health and wellness task force.
Right.
So can you just tell us, there is a survey out that's
right.
being promoted from the Wayne Tomorrow group, but the transportation task force. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So this survey it's like called an for alternative transportation interest, and it is out there in order for us to sort of figure out the best ways to focus our efforts, you know, whether it's bicycle paths or better walking conditions and paths, or possibly in at some point a shuttle service that could be provided. So there's lots of different questions and information on there, and we really hope that persons will visit this and fill it out and be honest and realistic about what choices they would choose.
Mm-hmm.
They really would be interested in, because you know it's we also hope to use this to apply for funding, to apply for grants that will benefit the local area.
Right.
So the more information that we can get,
mm-hmm.
in support of that those efforts, the more likely we would be to be able to to decide which ones to apply for,
mm-hmm.
and maybe use that information as part of the grant, which would be awesome.
Right, which can benefit anyone, again, in our community, which is really important.
Right.
You know, maybe somebody has a bike. I know you ride a bike, I ride a bike, but may want to use it to ride somewhere and not ride on the road. So
yeah.
Maybe, you know, that's something that they can put into this survey as part of their answers, that they want to have a mode or bike paths to use, correct?
Right. Oh, sure.
Right.
Yeah, it's nice to be professionally and personally interested in this,
exactly.
in this effort.
Because I think we do hear that a lot. You know, I wish there was a shuttle bus that you can jump on and go from here to Walmart or here to, you know, Home Depot. Even if you're on the other end of town,
right.
that you can jump on that and come into Homestead, come in and visit our local businesses.
Right.
You know, our restaurants and give our local, in,
yeah.
you know, businesses, you know, their support,
right,
and
right,
stuff
yeah.
like that.
So technically you could do that with the transportation system we have now, but it's we're a door-to-door service,
mm-hmm.
but it's not so much, well, I guess it is a catch or a difficulty that because we only have, well, we have 35 vehicles, I say only, but that's enough for me to manage today.
Right.
But we had 230 trips today, so
mm-hmm.
each one of those vehicles is being used by 8 to 10 different riders in a day. So some of those riders are combined.
Okay.
And, you know, together.
Right.
And that makes it efficient for taxpayers and for, you know, all the
mm-hmm.
the people who are interested in this. You know,
right.
this is our system. So
exactly.
We are using it to be as efficient but as helpful as we can
mm-hmm.
to the people.
For those of the individuals out there, because we literally are out of time, what phone number can they call if they have questions?
The best way, you can call the transportation office directly at between 8 and 4 p.m. We're fully staffed each weekday, 570-253-4280, 253-4280.
Right.
And that will get you into the transportation office, and they can set up a time for you to come in, or You could also just walk into the office, as I said, at 323 10th Street, at 323 10th Street, near the courthouse, but back by the river. We have a nice, nice view.
By the senior center, correct?
And we actually work in the senior center. Okay. So
right.
We serve lots of different persons who aren't necessarily seniors, but it is helpful to be right there with the senior center to be able to collaborate.
Exactly, well, exactly. And now that, you know, the kind of some restrictions, they can walk in, you know. Still masks? You still wear masks in your county offices?
We are following the guidelines, so someone should walk in with their mask, but if they are able to present to show that they are vaccinated, then they're allowed to go. With our mask, yeah.
Great. Well, Carl, I have Carl Albright on. He is the Wayne County Transportation Director. So yeah. I'm so happy that you are on the show today. Thank you.
It was great to talk with you again, Carol. Thank you.
Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a great day, and thank you for listening.